Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, the place where you'll learn how to keep your identity safe from would-be thieves from all over the world.
No doubt you heard a number of banks fell prey to hackers just last week and lost over $1 billion. That's the preliminary total. The final tab likely to run substantially higher. How was it done? Are you a target? Am I a target? I guess we're all targets now. We've got to... Paul Oster here with us now. He's an expert on credit and on all things personal finance. Been on the show before, you've heard him. Paul, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Hey, so pretty remarkable. $1 billion. They're still trying to find these guys. Probably they'll do it when they find Judge Crater, you know? They'll find Judge Crater, they'll get these guys, right? They could be anywhere in the world now.
Well, and people always ask me that, you know, how come it seems that, you know, these hackers are mostly based in foreign countries? And that's somewhat of a true statement. And the reason is there's that much more of a buffer zone. They've created, the distance because let's say they actually find out who they are. And in many cases, we actually know who they are. But now going to try and find them, arrest them, prosecute them in, you know, some countries that are not reciprocating with the United States, it just becomes very, very daunting.
That's for sure. And probably the only way to get rid of these guys is to basically terminate them with extreme prejudice, if you will, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And believe me, there are hackers in this country that are perpetrating these crimes in other foreign countries. So we have our own hackers, but they don't like to play in their own sandbox. You know, they're going to go and mess somebody else's sandbox up. And the same thing will happen if they're detected and they're identified. It will become that much more difficult for a foreign country to come in here and take one of our citizens.
Yeah, well, it's a lot easier when you cross jurisdictions, a lot harder for that foreign country to come and grab you. In the U.S., it just becomes very difficult, very hard to go over international lines to grab somebody. Very hard to do. And yeah, these guys are smart. Let's face it. You might not like them. They might be doing bad things, but nobody said they were stupid.
No, and you know, for this particular one, you know, the intended targets here were obviously ourselves, the United States, but you had Russia, Germany, China, the Ukraine. That's actually the laundry list of countries that have been involved in attacking us and hacking us.
Equal opportunity hackers, huh?
They don't discriminate against anybody. And, you know, the preliminary reports and investigations are focused on Russia. So, you know, then within Russia, you do have the separatists, you know, between Ukraine and Russia. So, you know, this is going to be interesting to find out if they're ever capable of finding out where this originated from in the beginning.
Yeah, well, but you know, and I know, it could have been any place on the planet. Let's face it. There is no, because you can launch these attacks next to the bank, literally next door to the bank, and go through many, many countries in a subterfuge and come back to the bank. And they might think you're in Russia, but in reality, you're right next door. So it's very difficult to ascertain the exact location where the attack is emanating from.
That's absolutely right. I did an investigative piece with NBC on the dark web, and, you know, was introduced and soon figured out how to master, you know, this router called Tor, which is the Onion router. And that creates complete anonymity. So that's just level one of masking where your IP address and where the communication originates from.
Yeah. So, and you don't have to be a master hacker really to do this. So how exactly did they go about doing this, by the way, Paul?
Well, yeah. So this particular situation, they believe, was actually a very low level type of hack where links that were infected with viruses were sent to many of the employees at these banks, and it only takes one employee within the institution to open up and click on the link. And once they do that, then the virus is able to get in, and they absolutely infiltrated every part of the infrastructure of these financial institutions. So they literally controlled and manipulated every piece of data within these banks.
That's just amazing. And how much money do the banks spend for security every year, Paul? It's like millions and millions of dollars, right?
It is, but my argument to that point is this. If you spent $5 million last year, it wasn't good enough. So the banks are not short on profits. So if they want to continue to do business in this regard, and obviously, I mean, online, and no one's going to argue that, you know, you couldn't do any banking business without having the ability to do it online. But at the end of the day, it's just like Anthem. You know, obviously, they didn't spend enough. And I'm not one to say that they could spend, you know, $1 billion and become impervious to these attacks, because my feeling is that, you know, everybody's vulnerable. I always speak about the CEO from FireEye, who has said that, you know, 95% or more of any company that's ever conducted any business online has already been hacked. Hey, so,
and you've been hacked and I've been hacked, although not necessarily maliciously, where they've stolen your data and then used it against you, right?
Absolutely. So the idea is early detection. The idea is to have a recovery plan in place and a information plan. How are you going to let your customers know that their data has now, because it's not just the bank's data. This is not just simply about a one-time monetary transaction. This is about going in and stealing $1 billion. But this is now also about having access to a couple of million personal data files. So that's where, you know, this becomes a twofold problem.
Yeah. Hey, so with going back to the Anthem hack, many people ask you, well, what are they going to do? They didn't get any money or anything. What are they going to do with 80 million records? And that data is very valuable, isn't it?
Yeah, the data, you know, contained within healthcare websites it's a complete profile. So first of all, you know, this information then gets sold on the black market through the dark web. And when you're talking about a complete profile, like something that you would obtain from hacking Anthem, you know, that file could go for $100, $200 as opposed to, you know, $20 for an incomplete file. So just being able to sell that information becomes that much more profitable. The other thing is that, you know, the people that are buying this information, it's not always about, you know, hacking into your checkings and savings accounts. True name identity theft. This is where the person assumes your identity. And there's a million reasons why. You have ex-convicts, you have child predators, you have all sorts of people that would love to become you or I, because their past life, you know, hasn't been so rosy. So true name identity theft is just as devastating as, you know, account takeover or credit card fraud.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing that you don't even understand, because you're an honest, law-abiding citizen. All of the illegal and potential, the potential for wrongdoing that exists from your data. That's the remarkable thing. And you have to almost think like a thief to really understand how vulnerable that you are, right?
No, that's a perfect way to put it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm not the most popular guy in the room because, you know, I tell people that we as consumers are somewhat responsible for the crime itself. You know, identity theft is and is going to continue to be the fastest growing crime in this country and many others. And part of that reason is we have failed to think like an identity thief. We have failed to lock down our information the best we can. And I'm not saying that, you know, we can protect it because we can't. But what happens is, you know, we lock our front doors, we lock our cars, we even lock our cell phones. But when it comes to our personal, you know, data and identification, we don't spend a lot of time in protecting this stuff. So if you think about a million files are for sale, and maybe a million files are purchased. It's like the thief who is going door to door. You know, he doesn't try to get into the door that has three locks on it and you know, a security camera and security service. He goes to the front door that's wide open because it's ease of access. It's the same thing in this situation. How many people to this day, they've heard about Target, they've heard about Chase, they've heard about Anthem. They still haven't changed their PINs and passwords. They still haven't asked for new account numbers. They still don't monitor their accounts and their credit reports. So those are the situations that lend to the crime rate, you know, skyrocketing on a daily basis.
I totally understand what you're saying. And when we come back, you've got some resources that people can use. Some of them are free. Some of them are very inexpensive. You've got places you can compare which are better. And in case you just joined us, we've got Paul Oster, acknowledged identity theft expert, credit repair expert, and personal finance expert with us. Paul, where do you go to figure out what to do here? Monitoring services, things like that, when you're trying to get a handle on this stuff.
You have a couple of options here. And one of the first ones is the FTC's website called annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com. Now, don't be confused. It's not freecreditreport.com or any of those other gimmicky consumer websites. You do not need a credit card. You don't need a dime. You don't need a nickel to go through annualcreditreport.com's process.
No bad music commercials and all that.
Nothing. So we're all entitled to one free credit report from each of the major three credit bureaus every 12 months or every year. So if you've never done this or you did it a couple of years ago or last year, now is the time to go back to annualcreditreport.com and pull down those reports. Now, you do not need the credit scores unless you're going to be looking to finance something or something like that. And then this wouldn't be the site to go anyway. This is the site just to go to check the report and the information that's on that report. Right. Now, we spoke about credit monitoring, and I say this all the time, and it actually makes me angry because we as consumers, you and I, you know, we had a conversation off air, you know, here, you know, we all, unfortunately, really need to be in some type of credit monitoring program. And unfortunately, the free services that are out there are just inadequate in terms of what they're providing you. So if you're going to take the time and effort to get involved in a credit monitoring program, you certainly want to use one that's going to do what it says it's going to do. And it's going to, you know, help you get out of a problem if you become a victim of identity theft. So early detection is the key here. So if folks go to BQ911.com, that's BQ911.com, that is our website where we can get, we give you a comparison chart. You know, some of the big names that are out there, lots of people are familiar with LifeLock. That, you know, if you ask me though, LifeLock is too expensive. So you don't need all of those. You don't need all of those crazy bells and whistles. What you need is a service that's going to scour multiple databases, not just your credit report. It's going to watch, keep an eye on your checking account, savings account, Social Security, Division of Motor Vehicles within each state. You know, and a lot of these services are that robust. So you want to get involved in a service that is closer to $10 a month as opposed to paying $20 or more dollars a month for stuff that you just don't need. So the average person needs to be alerted via email or text message that something has changed on their account. Someone's trying to access your credit report. Someone has pulled money out of your checking account. So again, early detection is the key, because most times, whether it's checkings and savings accounts or retirement accounts and even credit cards, you're protected. It's FDIC insured. You're not going to suffer a monetary setback if you're involved in the situation early enough. Credit cards, you know, the fine print says, I think you have 35 days to let them know that the activity was fraudulent, or you could be held responsible. So you don't want to get into that disaster. You want to know, someone used my credit card today, it wasn't me, I want to know about it. And you want to be able to communicate or stop the transaction via that service. And those are some of the things that you'll find on that website, bq911.com.
Another thing that you can do that's free, especially if you have an American Express card, now they give you the ability to get texted to you every transaction that takes place on that card, as well as if anybody changes the address, if anybody is changing your email address,
yep. Yes.
All that data. So take advantage of all of those services. I think Citibank and the others, Chase, are also now providing that service to you. You should definitely get it, right?
Absolutely. Take advantage of the free services offered through those cards. And if all of your cards don't offer that type of service, most of the major credit monitoring companies now do that for you. So you're literally linking your credit card accounts, your checking account, bank, all of that. You're linking that back into the credit monitoring service. So just like you said, if someone goes in, and that's one of the first things that they do, this is a big red flag. If you get an account with a different, or you get some kind of alert, or your credit report has wrong addresses on the credit report that you've never lived at, you're not associated with, that's a big red flag, because one of the first things that the thieves do after they assume your identity is they want to associate your Social Security number with a different name and a different address. So you're not, you know, in receipt of the bills, the collection notices, the, you know, court documents, the police reports, God forbid. You are not made aware of any of those situations until it's far too late. So if you see different addresses or inconsistent addresses, that's something you need to address, for lack of a better word, as soon as possible.
Absolutely. So proactivity is the key here. But even still, I don't know how you stop them from necessarily grabbing your bank account. Difficult to do that, right?
Yeah. You know, again, like I said, I'm the first person to say there really is no such thing as identity theft protection. There is no such thing as protecting those accounts, to make them impervious to any hack. But you need to be alerted. The earlier that you are aware that there is a situation going on, the better off you're going to be. So sometimes people that don't have resources and services behind them, they can spend years trying to undo the mess from fraudulent activity, years of their life. So hours a day, phone calls, it's not a pretty situation. And unfortunately, we see this every day for people that fell victim to identity theft. It's a devastating crime that it can go on for a long time. And there could be financial hardship. There could be credit hardship. A lot of our clients were victims of identity theft. And people say, well, wouldn't it be easy, you know, to correct the information if they were victims of identity theft? And I say, you would think that it would be easy, but I've been doing this for over 10 years now, and it's not easy. It's not easy to deal with original creditors. It's not easy to deal with third-party collection companies if it got to that point. And it's certainly not easy dealing with the credit bureaus themselves, even if you have proof that, you know, it was a situation of identity theft or fraudulent activity. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Yep, really is. Hey, well, you know, it's really been interesting talking to you about this, and it's changing a lot, this area. The internet has made such a major difference. It's opened up new horizons and has made you a target for millions more people than you ever thought possible before. So people are going to want to find out more about this, Paul. They're going to want to contact you. How do they do that?
Yeah, so I mean, they can call in if they wanted to call and speak to one of our representatives about any questions or concerns. You know, those consultations are absolutely free and confidential. Our phone number is 888-533-8138. I'll repeat it. It's 888-533-8138. Or they can find us on the web at betterqualified.com. And we do have a live chat button. So if somebody wanted to go onto my website completely anonymously, confidentially, they can just log in to the website and there's a free chat button there. If they have questions or concerns about their credit or possible fraud and identity theft, you know, that's a pretty cool feature. And again, the link to our website for the credit monitoring, which will give you a breakdown and comparison of some of the major services out there, is bq911.com.
All right. And as always, you find the links to the guest on the show notes in the interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Don't forget to sign up for the mailing list, because we've got great webinar coming up. And Paul, thanks so much for coming on, and just amazing the way this area is evolving. It's no longer an international, no longer a national crime market. It's an international crime market. Take precautions now. You can't stop it from happening, but at least you can minimize the risks, and you might be covered by your homeowner's insurance as well. Forgot to mention. So Paul, be well. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Kerry.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.